Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
Hi, I'm Jada, and I'm going to visit everyone. Hooray!
Yay! And we're here every week talking about books.
Books you love, books you hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. I am very excited for Jada's visit. Maybe we should try to figure out how to all get together when you're in town so that Batia and you and I can all spend some time together. Maybe some of our other radio friends too. But in the meantime, let's talk about some books. I think Fatia has to leave us a little early today, so we're going to let Fatia go first today. What did you want to share, Fatia?
I want to share a chapter. I have no idea what the chapter number is. It's like XXI. I don't know what that equals. But the chapter is called "Rich Threats of the Exalted Adventure and Rich Price of Mambrino's Helmet." Together with other things, what that happened to our invincible knight. Enlarge. It now began to rain a little. And Sancho was for going into the fulling mills, but Don Quixote had taken such an abhorrence to them on account of the late joke that he would not enter there on any account. So turning aside to right, they came upon another road, different from which they had taken to the night before. Shortly afterwards, Don Quixote perceived a man on horseback who wore on his head something that shone like gold, and the moment he saw him, he turned to Sancho and said, "I think, Sancho, there is no proverb That is not true. All being maxims drawn from experience itself, the mother of all the sciences, especially the one that says, where one door shuts, another opens. I say so because if last night fortune shut the door of the adventure we were looking for against us, cheating us with the fulling mills, it now opens with another one for another better and more certain adventure. And if I do not contrive to enter it, it will be my own fault, and I cannot lay it unto my ignorance of falling mills or the darkness of the night. I say this because if I mistake not, there comes towards us one who wears on his head the helmet of Mambrino, concerning which I took the out, though rememberest. Mind what you say, your worship, and still more what you do, said Sancho, for I don't want any more fulling mills to finish off fulling and knocking our senses out. The devil take thee, man, said Don Quixote. What has a helmet to do with filling mills? I don't know, replied Sancho, but faith, if I might speak as I use, perhaps I could give such reasons that your worship would see you were mistaken in what you say. How can I be mistaken in what I say, unbelieving trader? Returned Don Quixote, tell me, seat, though not yonder knight coming towards us on a dapply gray steed, who has upon his head a helmet of gold?
Cool. And you said you found those on Project Gutenberg?
Yeah, and like that was just like a few like pair like three paragraphs or four paragraphs on the entire chapter. The entire chapter is like, let me see, 17 or 18 paragraphs long.
Yeah, can't read it all on the radio. But that site
It's
might,
too long.
yeah. That site might be of interest to Jada as well, because I know Jada reads a lot of classics, and there are a lot of classic novels on Project Gutenberg. It's a cool site.
I
It's
just
totally
like
free. They have over
Don Quixote.
70,000 free ebooks on the site. Oh, sorry, what were you saying, Fatia?
Don Quixote is like the only one that I know. I'm not sure because I read it in school one time, but like we read like a very like it was not even a half of the entire real book. It was super short.
I'd like to read that book someday. I was looking at Project Gutenberg, and one of the books that's highlighted on the homepage is a book called Among the Gnomes by Franz Hartmann. And it's an the subtitle is An Occult Tale of Adventure in the Untersberg. It's got a really cool cover. It's very tempting to read it, but I've never heard of it before. Ooh, and there's some pictures. I like a good picture. Yeah, if anyone wants to check out Project Gutenberg, it's just gutenberg.org. So GutenBerg.org. You can find a lot of books in the public domain on there. It's not always necessarily formatted to the best way for reading, for me at least. But it's cool. It's a very cool resource. Thanks for sharing those words, Fatia. Jada, what did you want to share today?
So, I've been rereading things, but I don't know if I've mentioned this last time since my memory is leaving my body as we speak. But there's this book called The Serpent's Secret by, I don't know how to pronounce her first name. Her last name is Des Gupta, and she's very good.
Let me look up her name. It's Sayantani Dasgupta. So
Yeah.
that's the first book in a series.
Yes.
And you've read the book or you're starting
Yeah,
it?
I read the book. I want to get the sequel.
Yeah, I really love the covers of that series. The book covers are all really cool. I haven't read it yet, but can you tell us a little bit about the story?
The story is that there's this one Indian American girl who Family whose family keeps telling her story that she's a princess from a far off land until they make her dress up like an Indian princess every year at Halloween. Turns out that the stories were true, so now she has to go on this huge adventure. So that's pretty much all I could tell without spoiling 99% of it.
Is that how much of the book, like, does she get into the adventure pretty quickly?
Relatively quickly.
And is the adventure in sort of like a fantastical world, or is it in a world that's much like ours,
It
but with
starts in
some
our
different?
world and then it goes into a fantastical world.
Cool. It sounds really fun.
And they meet Albert Einstein.
Interesting. That sounds very cool. Yeah, I forget how many books are in that series.
I know there are at least two.
Apparently, the author is also a physician. That's cool. Any hints of that in her books?
Kind of, the parents are always very worried about their health and about their kids' health. Also, the parents in this own the dad owns a grocery store, I think. So that's just a cool fun fact.
A little hard to tell how many series these are, but it looks like, so there's the first book is The Serpent's Secret, the second is Game of Stars, and the third is Chaos, The Chaos Curse. But then there's some other novels that are maybe, I'm not positive, it looks like they might be companion novels. As opposed to, because the first series is called Kiran Mala and the Kingdom Beyond. And then she has two books that are a Kingdom Beyond novels. So she has Force of Fire and Crown of Flames. And then she has the Secrets of the Sky series. And we actually have a book, another book of hers that is Bengali folktales, which I've always thought sounded cool. But cool. Thank you for sharing that. I hope you get to read the sequels. That you'll continue enjoying them. It does sound like an exciting series. I've had my eye on that one, but haven't yet dived in. I'm also in the middle of a middle grade novel that's got some fantastical adventure involved. So it's called The Curse of Eelgrass Bog by Mary Averling. And I believe it just came out this spring. So I feel like I remember mentioning it. Oh no, it came out in January. I remembered mentioning wanting to read it on the show. And I'm going to read the description for this one. Dark secrets and unnatural magic abound when a 12-year-old girl ventures into a bog full of monsters to break a mysterious curse. Nothing about Kes Pedroch's life is normal. Not her home. She lives in her family's unnatural history museum. Not her interests. Hunting for megafauna fossils and skeletons, and not her best friend, a talking demon's head in a jar named Shrunken Jim. But things get even stranger than usual when Kes meets Leeloo Starling, the new girl in town. Leeloo comes to Kes for help breaking a mysterious curse, and the only clue she has leads straight into the center of Eelgrass Bog. Yeah, it's hard to say that. Eelgrass Bog. Everyone knows the bog is full of witches, demons, and possibly worse, but Kes and Leeloo are determined not to let that stop them. As they investigate the mystery and uncover long-buried secrets, Kes begins to realize that the curse might hit closer to home than she'd ever expected, and she'll have to summon all her courage to find a way to break it before it's too late. So this is a book, unlike the one that you mentioned, where you're immediately in a world that it feels somewhat familiar, but also totally different because you start off and there's a girl collecting bones for the unnatural history museum that her parents own, and then talking to a shrunken head in a jar. So immediately things are a little different, but otherwise there's things that seem the same. Obviously the bog is very different. They have these like flames that are supposed to protect you from the witches. But there's things that are the same, like she goes to school and there's bullies and new friends and family. One thing that's different is that her parents are not home. She's living with her brother, and her parents are in Antarctica studying things, fossils for for the museum. And it's unclear exactly when they'll be back at this point in the story, at least. So she's sort of doing her own thing. She doesn't have much oversight from somebody in charge. And I don't know, it's a fun book so far. I like the world building and the character development. And she's in the part that I'm in, she's met Lilu and they're starting to do some exploring together. And there's things about their family's connection to the place where they live. But so far, I really enjoy it. I like a good middle grade fantasy book. And so far, this one's a good one. I also did finish the house. The one that I talked about last week, The House in the Cerulean Sea, and it was very good. I enjoyed it a lot, and I think you would enjoy it a lot as well. I know you had mentioned that you were interested in reading that one. Another book I read recently was a graphic novel called Hyde by Kirsten White, and it is a horror graphic novel for teens, and it's set, it kind of skips around a little bit in time, but the main setting is like what I would call current day. It doesn't specify, but or if it does, I don't remember it. But and there's a bunch of teens that are pulled together under the pretense of playing in a high stakes hide and seek competition in an abandoned amusement park. And if they win, they win $50,000. And so for each person, they're coming into this with different reasons that they could use that money and benefit from it. So there's 14 young people that come and they have to stay in the park for 7 days. And from dawn to dusk, they have to hide. And two of them get caught per day and are taken out of the game. At least this is the pretense of the competition. And pretty soon it becomes clear that something else is going on, and there's some mysterious stuff that you kind of figure out along the way. So it was a really fun, it was a fun ride. It's a graphic novel, so it goes pretty quickly, but I really enjoyed it. I felt like the ending was a bit, felt a bit sudden, but I really enjoyed it while I was reading it. And so that's Hyde by Kirsten White, and Veronica Fish and Andy Fish are the illustrators, and then it was adapted by Scott Peterson because Kirsten White wrote a novel of the same name. So this was an adaptation to a graphic novel, which I thought was cool. I'd heard of the book and I'd been interested in it, but not enough to pick it up. So then when I saw there was a graphic novel, I was like, great, I'll do that. Yeah, so those are my books for the week. Before we go, I want to remind our listeners that we have a big party coming up at the library on Tuesday, July 9th. We're going to have our Celebrate Summer Party here at the library, the Hudson Area Library, 51 North 5th Street, Hudson, New York. And this is to launch our summer reading program and celebrate the start of the summer season. We're going to have face painting, art making activities, and have pizza and treats, a backpacking book giveaway, and then we're also going to have the opening of an art show with work by students in the Hudson City School District. So it'll be a really fun event, and you can find out more information at hudsonarealibrary.org, but it's Tuesday, July 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. in our community room, the big program room at the front of the library. And hope to see some people here at the library soon. Definitely over the summer. If you need any book suggestions, feel free to ask me or other staff. We're always happy to help people pick things out. And we have a lot of great programs planned for the summer. So definitely the next time you're in, pick up one of our flyers or several of our flyers with information about summer programs. And you can also find information on our website at hudsonarealibrary.org to find out about all we have going on this summer. It'd be a fun summer, and I'm very excited to see you, Jada.
Yeah, I'm excited too. On the topic of announcements, I just like to bring awareness to this. If you people aren't aware of it, tomorrow is Juneteenth. Well,
Well, in the
For them, it
past.
will have already passed, but for us, tomorrow is Juneteenth, and Juneteenth is this event where we celebrate the time when the enslaved people in the United States found out that they were free, and you celebrate by eating a lot of red food.
Do you have any favorite red foods that you like to eat?
Red velvet, definitely.
Red velvet cake. I might have some strawberries. We have some really good strawberries.
Yeah, and I just
What
wanted to
else can
bring
I get?
awareness to this because, you know, if you didn't celebrate it this year, maybe next year.
Yeah, there's a lot of community events going on. I mean, again, our listeners who are listening to this on Friday will have missed some of them, but actually, the main events. Or not the main events. There are some main events in Hudson that are happening later in the month. And there's a couple art exhibits up throughout the month. So there's one at Light Forms Art Center, and there's one here at the library that you can check out. And then on Saturday, June 29th, the library is holding a screening with writer-director John Campbell, with a preview screening and a talk about his documentary about Black artists called Who's Behind Black Art. And so that will be Saturday, June 29th from 1:30 to 2:30 at the Hudson Area Library. And then that same day, there's going to be a block party on Warren Street that's like all afternoon into the evening. It's going to be between Front and First Streets on Warren that day. There'll be all sorts of stuff going on there. And if you want information on these programs, you can go to hudsonarealibrary.org/Juneteenth to get more info about both our programs and the block party as well and the exhibits. So yeah, definitely check that out. Hope those listening now enjoyed their Juneteenth celebrations. We're of course having very hot weather this week, so hope everyone stays safe out there, stays cool. And we also have the Pride Parade is this Saturday for those listening on Friday night. And the library will be marching in the parade. And anyone who would like to join us in the parade is welcome, or
Which time on Saturday?
wave to us from the sidelines. The
When does it
parade kicks
end?
off at 2.
I'll miss it because we're going to Manhattan for a bit for something, so.
Oh well, maybe next time. But yeah. Just on that note, we'll say goodbye for the day, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. Happy Juneteenth, happy Pride. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading!
Want you to be my pride.